Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Moline utility customers can expect some rate increases on their water, sewer, and trash collection bills starting next year. The Moline City Council last night approved a series of rate increases, including a 2% hike for garbage and recycling collection. Additionally, the city's water rate will go up by 2%. The sewer rate is increasing by 6%, including East Moline and Coal Valley customers connected to the Rock River Valley Regional Sewer System. A 300% increase will take effect for customers connected to the city's water line but outside of the city limits. That's unless they have a separate agreement. All increases take effect in the first billing cycle of 2026. Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand says that he will investigate the Des Moines School District's finances now that he's received a qualifying request from the district. The district is seeking answers after the resignation of its former superintendent Ian Roberts, who was arrested by ICE last month and is now facing deportation. During a press conference Tuesday, Sand said the investigation will look into an AP report that Roberts recommended the district hire a consulting firm he worked for.
He tried to have emergency approval of a contract to a firm that he was tied to. That right there makes any auditor go, boy, we better look at every piece of that spending.
Sand also says state law would allow legislatures to request an audit of the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners, which issued a license to Roberts in 2023. Illinois state lawmakers have convened in Springfield this week for the legislature's fall session. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports immigrant rights advocates are also in the state capitol pushing for legislation to protect Chicagoans from federal agents.
Advocates say the plan is to, quote, throw salt on ICE. SALT stands for Safety in Action for Liberation Together. They're lobbying members of the Latino Caucus for bills that would bar federal agents from entering courthouses, as well as hospitals and health clinics. State Representative Dagmara Avalar says healthcare facilities should not be places of fear.
We know that we deserve to walk into a hospital with one expectation, to be safe, to be cared for, and to be treated with dignity. But in the past few weeks, we've seen people being terrorized for seeking healthcare.
Lawmakers have 6 days to move bills during this fall session. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Voters in Iowa can now begin casting ballots early starting today for municipal and school board elections set for November 4th. In Scott County, this year's election will decide a dozen mayoral races, including those in Davenport, Eldridge, and LeClaire. The ballot in Bettendorf also includes a $27 million bond measure for building a new police station. In-person early voting runs from today until November 3rd at county auditor's offices. Absentee ballots can also be mailed in or dropped off until Election Day, and Monday is the deadline to request an absentee ballot. The Trump administration is asking colleges to make policy changes in exchange for special federal funding opportunities. Illinois Public Media's Emily Hayes reports that the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign says that it will not sign the agreement.
The White House first asked 9 universities to join the compact. Bloomberg reports the administration is now making an offer to all colleges in the U.S. It asks them to comply with a range of demands, like limiting international enrollment and closing departments that belittle conservative ideas. Speaking at a university Senate meeting Monday, U of I Provost John Coleman said administrators believe the compact would curtail academic freedom and the campus's ability to make its own decisions.
We are of like minds on the inappropriateness of the proposed compact, and that the university would not be involved in a compact of that type with that list of demands.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has publicly rejected the compact, while University of Texas leaders are considering the offer. I'm Emily Hayes.
The Illinois Attorney General is suing State Farm for allegedly refusing to comply with a state investigation into its homeowners insurance business. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the Illinois Department of Insurance started looking into the insurer last year because its homeowner premiums have risen dramatically in recent years. Raoul says the state has regulatory oversight nationwide over State Farm since the company is based in Bloomington. The state does not have authority to approve insurance rates. State Farm has not yet responded to a request for comment. Mr. Thanksgiving and friends are preparing to feed the Quad Cities again for a second year at Mercado on 5th in Moline. WVIK's Ray Berry has more.
Bob Vogelbaugh invites community members back to Mercado on 5th this November for his 54th Thanksgiving dinner. This year's meal will be served Thanksgiving Day from 4 to 7 p.m. Vogelbaugh, known across the Quad Cities as Mr. Thanksgiving, is asking for community support to keep the tradition alive. RIA Federal Credit Union is helping jumpstart donations, covering a portion of food costs, and accepting contributions at all 7 of its Quad City branches. Hy-Vee will again provide and serve meals. Information on how to give or get involved is available at MrThanksgiving.com. I'm Ray Berry, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.